again, welcome to worship tonight. My name is Eric Holland. I'm the pastor here at Holden Faith. And on every Monday night during the summer, we invite someone to preach on our theme from 2 Corinthians, we have this treasure. And preaching tonight, on his anniversary, with Carol Paul Hinderly, one of the directors, we begin by singing Jesus' Priceless Treasure. Number 775, 775.
Sit down. Perhaps we'd like to read the verse together. Some of you know it by heart, and those of you who don't know, soon will. Let's read together. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. Have a seat. Some of us who've been here all summer have heard this text preached on and explained. Last Friday morning, one of the staff explained it clearly to all of us, and I still don't know what it means. Carol and I, years ago, in 1976, we had rented a flat in London, and our charwoman would always say in a very Dutch voice, "Those people down the hall haven't got a clue. They haven't got a clue." And that's how I feel with this. I think I got it. But then I know I haven't got a clue. And perhaps that's best, because maybe it's nothing I can really know. I've looked at this here since it was carved out in 1967, and I've seen it for years. And you'd think, having sat through any number of long, boring sermons, that I would have figured it out. But I haven't. I haven't figured it out. Maybe we think this treasure is like the pearl of great price. Maybe we think it's something that we can't attain. I was listening to my mother-in-law this last week tell me a story, a midrash about Sennacherib, the great Assyrian king who was in the midst of his lengthy battles. He was always at war, and we know from Kings that Hezekiah had to pay him a lot of money over the years. But this came at a time of low fortune for Sennacherib, and he had no gold left to fight his battles, and so he went and took from his treasury his treasure, which was a jewel, the Star of the Euphrates, it was called. It was the most glorious jewel in the ancient world, and he took it, took that jewel, that Star of the Euphrates, to a pawnbroker and wanted to get the price for it. And the pawnbroker told him he would give him 100 talents of silver for it. And Sennacherib said, 100 talents of silver? It's 300 talents of gold. It's worth at least. I'm Sennacherib, the king of kings. This is the Star of the Euphrates. And the pawnbroker, speaking truth to power, said to him, when you wish to pawn a star, makes no difference who you are. This story was told to me by my mother-in-law, who would desperately, desperately love to pawn everything she has to return her husband, my father-in-law, to hell. In truth, we don't have a clue. It's a mystery. What do we know? Not much. You? We know it's plural. We have this treasure. We know it's now, present. We have this treasure. We know there's tension. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, and the vessels are sinking. And we know that it's a result clause at the end and result rules, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. But it's not always clear. It's the face of Christ shining. The treasure is the face of that executed criminal. Oh, that Christ. All right. But we don't know, because it's all mystery. And as the song says, we don't know much about mystery, do we? But we do feel what this treasure means here at Holden Village. Perhaps we go back to Saturday when we celebrated Mary's feast, the Mother of Jesus Day. Eric reminded us that Mary's title among the Greeks is Theotokos, God-bearer. So imagine with me, forget about thinking, just imagine and let your hearts go where your minds can't. Imagine the proud are scattered in the imagination of their hearts. I know that. So give up your pride and just imagine, thanks to the promise, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We are Mary. You are Mary. You bear Jesus. You are Theotokoi. Imagine that. Surrounding me here tonight is this treasure, Jesus, in all of you, wombing forth. Jesus loves to be within us, to make his home within us. Paul loves the idea, as
Peter talked about this morning, that we are all in Christ. We are all Christ's body. It's even called by some grammarians, Paul's pregnant in. We are in Christ, and Jesus makes his home in, with, through these earthen vessels. And this should give us peace beyond understanding, but it doesn't give us peace beyond understanding because it opens us up to the unbearable grief and sorrow of this world and the sense of loss that we have in this world, which God so loves. And it's so wrenching today. Today, one of our wonder-working kitchen staff members left, and she couldn't stop weeping, and we couldn't comfort her. Why was she weeping? She was weeping because it was over. It's over. People who have shared this valley for so long with Carol and me, we know it will be a death when you go. It is. There's no way around it. Daniel and Eric, the Coffees, Art and Joan, Melissa, everybody in this room is going to be leaving here. And this time is so precious. It's so precious and it's so fragile. And we know we don't have to suffer this way. My father said that millions of people have learned the secret of not suffering. Just don't love. Just don't make a friend. Don't do it. And you won't have to suffer. I can just be thankful for the gospel, the fragility of all. St. Knut Eggert has said that fragility sharpens our joy. It doesn't give us peace, but it sharpens our joy. And so I promise you, your lives are going to be changed at Holden as you remember or you realize for the first time that you bear Christ within you and you go out with good courage into this world, welcoming everybody else. Peter said it this morning, come and see. That's all we do is welcome people in, invite them. And that's what Jesus does to me via you. Jesus, whose arms are stretched forth on the cross, welcoming all. I don't know what else to say. We have this treasure. It's in earthen vessels. I know that I've been married 35 years to a fellow earthen vessel, and marriage is also a mystery. I don't know why we do it. I don't know why. I mean, we can say marriage, that dream within a dream. But after 35 years, the Love and Spoonful had a song years ago about she's still a mystery to me. It's still a mystery. I don't know what Carol's going to do from one minute to the next. And yet we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Thanks be to God. In the end, there's going to be a table. There will be a feast. There's a feast now. The heavenly city is going to come down to earth. And Christ, who makes our home, his home in us, will welcome all this world home. So let's pray together. Thank you for this most amazing time in this most amazing place. When we realize how privileged we are to be here, we almost burst from very joy. Thank you, dearest Jesus, for your presence. You have made your home in us. We thank you for your face, which lights up our lives to each other and makes us lights in this world you love so much. Remind us again and again, those of us who remain behind, that you will be with those you are sending down the mountain tomorrow, this week, this month. They are all treasures. They have been you to us. We love them and we feel that you love them more than we can ever know. In your name we pray, Jesus, priceless treasure. Amen. So, a blessing, go forth into the night in peace. Be of good courage. Keep on holding fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted and the oppressed. Honor all women, all men, all children, all creation. Keep on loving as you keep on rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit and the blessing of the triune God, Creator, Son, Holy Spirit, be upon you now and abide with you. Keep on abiding with you, right, Peter? Now and forever. Amen.